pheasant, I'd rather have grouse. If you put me in a house, I would much prefer a flat. If you put me in a flat, then I'd rather have a house. If you set me on a mouse, then I only want a rat. If you set me on a rat, then I'd rather chase a mouse. Sit. And there isn't any need for me to shout it.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. A little rum-tum-tugger. If you're a Broadway person, you know that was from the Broadway musical Cats. And guess why we are playing Cats? Because it's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. Paige Carey is here with A Hope. Good morning to you, Paige. It's great to see you.
Thank you for having me again.
As always. So first of all, let's talk about A Hope. What does A Hope stand? What does that acronym stand for?
A Hope stands for Animal Health Outreach Prevention and Education. It's an acronym, two words, all caps. We're very particular about that, and it encompasses our whole mission. Which is to educate folks and help them with their pets, to keep them in their homes, out of the shelters, and prevent euthanasia.
Okay, so Paige Carey is here. She is the Vice President and Public Relations Director. And the first thing she ran in, I said, oh, I could tell by the look on her face, y'all are busy right now, aren't
you? Yes, we are. Yes, it is kitten season, as all animal welfare groups know, is in full swing.
So to speak.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we shared some numbers last week.
I almost fell out of my chair. I was very impressed. If you don't know, AHOPE in the past year has opened a spay and neuter clinic, and also they offer other pet care. But the main priority is the spay and neuter clinic called Snip Happens, which I still think is one of the cutest names ever.
Yes.
But you now, the numbers that y'all are putting together, I can't even believe that there are this many animals that need this.
It's mind-blowing and how quickly our appointments go. But just for reference, one of the posts that we put out last week to let folks keep up to date is that in just the last 3 months, we have been able to fix 1,129, that's dogs and cats.
Good grief.
And that's not even including the 100 plus cats that we fixed this week.
Oh my goodness.
And the ones that we have scheduled next week. So,
wow.
So yeah, it's
that is remarkable.
It's overwhelming. Yeah, the numbers out
and
there.
And kudos to the people that are bringing the animals in too.
Oh, yes.
So that's, how does all this work? So explain what the situation, maybe someone's just not that familiar with cats or feral cats. Can you tell us kind of a background of how this all came together
and of course,
how to go about doing this?
Well, yes. And it all had to do with the overpopulation of dogs and cats, particularly cats, because they can, they're very prolific, and they can get pregnant at 4 months of age, have kittens at 6 months of age, which means they can have up to 4 litters a year. And so we don't discriminate against dogs, but the cat overpopulation is such an issue that you will see us focusing more on that at times.
Right.
So our whole goal was always to be able to provide accessible vet care to people with their pets or the community cats, anything, like I said before, to keep them out of the shelters, to prevent euthanasia and that type thing. So Snip Happens offers that. We offer affordable, high quality, high volume spay neuter vaccine services for everyone. It doesn't matter what city or state you live in. If you're in Lower Alabama, you can come right on
so
in.
You don't have to necessarily live in Santa Rosa County to take advantage of the services.
Exactly. And it's not just based on income. We do have now some sliding scales for lower income people because we don't want to have to shut them out of those services.
Right.
So we have implemented a couple of new changes in our pricing, and folks can call the clinic with any questions on that at 850-795-2287.
Okay.
And all of the information is on our website, which is ahope4src.com.
Okay. And where's the Snip Happens Clinic located?
We are located in Milton, Florida. It's 6951 Pine Blossom Road, like I said, in Milton. And you can access it from Highway 90, from the interstate. You know, so again, anyone that's in the vicinity, whether it's Pensacola, Okaloosa County, you know, lower Santa Rosa County, Atmore, you know, Bruton. We have folks come from all over.
Okay. It's amazing what you do. We're talking with Paige Carey with A-Hope and SNP Happens Clinic in Milton. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions. She is our expert on this topic. It is kitten season.
Yes.
And they do take care of dogs as well.
Oh,
but
yes,
the focus is a lot on the kittens. So let's say I discover a litter of kittens. And they might be, I don't know, under the porch maybe at my house.
Right.
Or maybe under a tree or something like that. How do I approach that? And tell me a little bit about what to do and not to do.
Well, I can tell you, Meg, we have some great resources, again, on our website. You can go to our website. Again, it's ahope4src.com. And there's, you can do the drop down, and there's a found kittens section, which lets you be able to identify their age, if they're healthy, you know, signs that they're healthy, what to do with them if mm-hmm. you found them,
mm-hmm.
How to try to see if the mom is around. You know, don't just scoop them up.
Right.
See if the mom has just gone off to eat and is mm-hmm. going to come back. If there is no mom, we've gotten a few calls lately where the mom, you know, was deceased.
Oh.
So this can help people know what to do immediately with found kittens. Keep them warm. You know, that's the main thing. You have to keep them warm, and then what type of food to give them until
right.
you can get to some resources from a cat rescue or reach out to us.
Okay, so all that information is on the website at
yes.
ahope4src.com.
Correct.
Okay, had a question from one of our listeners, which I think you just answered, but Vicki wanted to know, is this for Santa Rosa County residents only? And you just
no.
mentioned
yes.
it.
No, it's not. It is open to everyone. Like I said, Escambia, Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, doesn't matter. Doesn't
okay.
matter where you live.
Okay. And I heard an interesting tip, I think, the last time y'all were on, we were talking about when you find a litter of kittens and you don't see the mother around, one of the things you can do is sprinkle a little talcum powder in a big
flour
around where they're,
yes.
they're lying, and then come back 6 to 8 hours later, and you'll see, if you see paw prints, you know mama's around.
Correct.
And then
correct.
If not,
yes.
that's a sign that they may have been abandoned.
Yes, that was a great tip given by Brandy. So, yeah, that's a perfect way to see if the mom. Plus, if the kittens are quiet,
mm-hmm.
you know, if they look healthy, that's another sign, too.
Right.
You know, they're not in distress, in other words.
Right. They don't look hungry or
right.
panicky
right.
and that kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Frisky Friday, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions, please feel free to text them in. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Paige and A-Hope. Good morning. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Paige Carey is here. She is with A-Hope. Shout out to Brandy Winkleman. She's the executive director, who wasn't able to join us this morning. I know they're very, very busy.
Yes,
so thank
yes.
you, Brandy, for all that you do for
A-Hope.
She's
very tired. We had 3 days of surgery
Ooh,
this week.
Gosh.
So, yes, lots and lots of cats
procedures.
Fixed. And I did want to share two things real quick, Meg, if I may.
Of course.
We get a lot of questions about female cat spay appointments and
okay.
not having any. So I just wanted to share with everyone that I just checked before I came in, and for April 30th, we still have 17 female cat spay appointments available. On May the 7th, both of those are Thursdays,
mm-hmm.
we have 30 female cat spay appointments. So if you have been waiting on an appointment for your female cat or a community cat you've been trying to trap, please go online, the ahope4src.com/snip happens.
Mm-hmm.
You can see all of the information, all the pricing, and you can go ahead and schedule online.
Okay, what are those two dates again?
It's April 30th and May 7th.
Mm-hmm.
They'll both pop up. You'll go through the prompts and it'll give you those days.
Gotcha.
But those slots will go quickly. So if you need one, please don't wait. If you do have questions and do need to wait, call the clinic on Monday, first thing Monday morning, 850-795-2287. But this is really important because people are desperate for these.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make sure that we got that mention out, that we do have, that's a total of 47 female cat spay appointments.
That's incredible.
There's males too, of course, mm-hmm. but these are the ones that everybody's looking for. So,
okay.
So go ahead and jump on those appointments. And the second thing that we have coming up, which is going to be that's going to be so much fun is, well, actually, Brandy just said we're closed Monday. I don't know. Is that a holiday?
I don't know.
anyway.
I'll be here. I'm working.
Oh, closed for training. We're closed for training
okay.
on Monday.
I gotcha.
So
when are your
that.
Normal hours?
Well, our normal hours are 8 to 5 Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
So, but you can still go online or send us a message, and we'll try to get you scheduled.
Okay.
Okay, so the cool thing that we have going on is this Sunday, which is the 19th, from 11:30 to 12:30, we have kitten yoga, everyone.
You're kidding.
We've got some fabulous little 8-week-old kittens, and it's going to be held at Your Pace mm-hmm. Yoga Studio, which is at 5941 Berry Hill Road in Milton. And if you've never done one of these, they are so much fun. You'll have just kittens crawling all over you.
I wouldn't be able to hold a pose for 2 seconds if I had a look.
Well, that's kind of the point.
Running
I mean, what more could you want? Get a little stretch in and cuddle
goodness.
A kitten. So
how cute is
so,
that?
Yeah. So so that is Sunday. That is on our event page on mm-hmm. our Facebook, or you can go to Your Pace Yoga Studio,
uh-huh.
and they also have a sign up on there. There is a donation request. Requested, so much fun. And if you've never done it, come out and join us. And then we'll have folks there, that can answer any questions about A-Hope or any of our services as well.
Okay. Oh, someone just texted in. Yeah. Lisa just texted. She says, can you ever have kitten yoga in Navarre? I would so much love to do that.
Well, hey, let us check into that.
I know,
yes,
right?
Yes,
still Santa Rosa
yes,
County.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Yes, we do have, as I mentioned, for the kitten yoga, there is a donation requested. We request a $25 donation.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that goes to help feed those kittens
right.
and get them vaccinated and all those things. But, yeah. We have done kitten yoga in Pensacola before.
Okay.
So, if there's a, I know there's a couple of yoga studios in Navarre.
Oh, yeah, I'm
so
sure.
So, yeah, reach out to them.
See, to me, that's more fun than goat yoga.
Oh, gosh,
I've
absolutely.
I've never understood the goat yoga thing. But I definitely, the kitten
kittens,
or puppies,
puppies
forget
yes.
it. Yes, that
kittens
would be
or puppies, absolutely. yeah, reach out to me at ahopedirector@gmail.com, and we'll see if we can get something set
awesome.
Up. So we have some fosters down in Gulf Breeze area, so we could definitely do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other events coming up?
That's it
okay,
right now.
Okay, because if not, I wanted to bring up how you pay for all of this.
Well, yes.
1,500 animals have been spayed and neutered in the last several months, which is amazing and
yes.
doing a great service for the community. But all of this costs money.
It does.
So how can we help to foster, to donate, volunteer? How do we get involved?
Well, exactly. And the thing that everyone needs to remember is, even though we have SNP happens as a spay-neuter clinic, it is a business,
mm-hmm.
we are a nonprofit.
Okay.
And we do not get any funding from any government source whatsoever. So we depend on not only the business, but also on donations, fundraising, if anyone has fundraising ideas. We do still have some of our clinic rooms available, the Legacy of Love campaign, if you'd like to do that in honor of a loved one or a pet or a memory of. Those are really fabulous. Our plaques for those have turned out really nice, and you'll get a permanent reminder, of your loved one for that.
That's nice.
So, and that's on our Facebook page as well, or you can reach out to me, ahopedirector@gmail.com.
Okay. So I got a question that came in from one of our listeners that says, how do you get the kittens to do the yoga poses? And my response is to that.
What's that?
Their favorite is the downward dog.
Downward dog. Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Had to. I
absolutely.
Had to.
Bad.
Okay. Moving on.
Yes. You'll see them running around and doing their stretches.
Exactly.
But yeah, that is this Sunday. After tomorrow.
Okay.
So
great.
If you want to join in. Like I said, jump on that. Go to your Pace Yoga Studio or our Facebook page. It's under our events.
Okay. And can you walk us through quickly, if you are in your neighborhood and you really are aware of a whole bunch of feral cats, what is the best way to approach that? Is it... Because I know it's complicated.
It is. And there is a process. And we always tell people, when you see a bunch, and it's easy to get overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing to remember is... just start with one.
There you go.
Just get one fixed. And we do have, if you are in Santa Rosa County, we do have a TNR coordinator And that's also on our website. And you can email her at cats@ahope4src.com. Mm-hmm. And she will get back with you and give you some guidance on that. We also rent traps with a fully refundable deposit. And there are groups in Pensacola that that can walk you through that as well. There are free TNR classes like every other Saturday.
So TNR, trap and rescue?
Yes, okay. Yes. Trap, rescue, trap, neuter, release.
I gotcha.
So there are ways. And our TNR coordinator, if you are in Pensacola and, you know, can't get to us to get a trap, we can guide you to the right resources for that. But just start with one.
Okay, that's a great advice. Just start with one. Talking with Paige Carey with A-Hope. We will be back in just a couple of minutes on Frisky Friday and Pep Talk. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. Our guest this morning is Paige Carey with A-Hope. And we're so excited to have you here. Y'all are doing good work all over the place, really making a difference during kitten season.
Yes, we're trying. And we are so excited by the success of the clinic. But again, we still need donations, fosters, volunteers, all the things. But I just wanted to reiterate two things. Remember, we have the cat female spay appointments April 30th, May 7th. Get in there and get those taken care of. Mm-hmm. And then our kitten yoga on Sunday. Make it a fun family outing. It is open to all ages, so bring the kids and do a little pose and cuddle some kittens.
There you go. I really want you to take some pictures. I want to see pictures of this.
We do, yes.
I want to see the cats
kittens
posing.
We'll definitely post those, yes.
That's such a great idea. I love it. I think it sounds like more fun than goat yoga, I have to say.
Yeah, a kitten on your back isn't quite different. as uncomfortable as a goat.
I would think, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so come join us.
Okay, that sounds great. So A-HOPE, what does that stand for again, in case someone just joined us?
It's Animal Health Outreach, Prevention, and Education. We are an animal welfare and advocacy organization located in Milton, but serving the whole panhandle area.
Okay, and then you have your own clinic now, which they just built this past year.
Yeah, we haven't even been open a year. July 2nd, we will be open a year. So we feel like we've made great strides. Still looking for a full-time veterinarian.
Oh, you are? Okay.
If someone is interested, we have some great relief vets that we are so thrilled to have. But yeah, if anyone's interested in a full-time position and getting all of those animals spayed and neutered and helping the community, please reach out to us.
Okay, so if you can give me the information one more time and how we can find out about how we can sponsor, donate, volunteer, where do we go?
Everything, again, is on our website. It's very comprehensive. It's ahope4src.com. We're also on Facebook, A-Hope Milton, and Instagram. We post everything on there as well, too.
Okay. Paige, what do you think? You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. We're very, very pleased, very honored, very humbled that folks have really helped us and taken us to heart.
Well, when you're talking about getting 1,500 animals spayed and neutered in the past few months, that's hats off to you and everybody that works at the clinic. But also, that takes a lot of volunteers and a lot of running around the neighborhood
and a lot of donations, a lot of donations
and stuff. So, and again, if you want to donate, where can they do that? Right online.
Again, it's right online, or you can drop a check in the mail to our clinic address.
Okay, Lisa says thanks so much. I just got my appointment for my female cat.
Yay!
We appreciate y'all.
Oh, yes.
Go Lisa.
Yay.
Okay, thanks so much, Paige. Thanks, A-Hope, for all you
do. Thank you.